All right, Merrill Montage coming up in a moment. How's it sounding here on WIP with Merrill making the calls? Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
That clearly was the most complete game the team has played in since sometime in 2022.
The San Fran game, they tore him apart. And the Eagles won that game, I think, 31-7, something like that.
So two things that stand out for me. One, on Sirianni, I happened to be in the car yesterday listening to the Bengals broadcast of that game because it was on Sirius because I was on my way to an airport. And
do they have that one guy who's always like, yeah?
They actually weren't bad. They actually weren't bad. But the thing that I wanted to say about Sirianni before I get to Jalen, listening to it from the Bengals broadcast perspective, this is the pressure, and we never talk about this. This is the kind of pressure that Nick Sirianni and his philosophy on fourth down and third down and how they treat the two basically as one down.
Mm-hmm.
This is the pressure that it puts on an opposing head coach like Zach Taylor, who I think is a really good coach, to go for that on fourth down on his own 39-yard line at that point in the game where it's still only a one-score game. And it was a bad decision to make, but it's driven by the knowledge that the Eagles are going to make these decisions. And like the Bengals color guy said, when the Eagles do this on third and one, they absolutely know they're going to get this because they have a play that works every time. And we get the third and one, and we can't execute it because we don't have something like that in our back pocket. And I think it's important to recognize that because that comes from the head coach who sets the tone for the football team.
Well, you know what, Ken? I'll give you a half on that, but I think a lot of it comes from Jalen Hurts and the ability that he has better than probably anybody that has ever played football. To be a quarterback that can convert on a sneak. I mean, the Eagles went for a fourth and one from, I don't know, maybe their own 40 yesterday?
I was surprised.
Something like that, whatever that was. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you don't go for that if you don't have a guy that you know gives you close to a 90% chance to convert it. Now, he's not the only guy, and obviously you got the pushers and you got the blockers, but without Jalen, that play is not the same. And without that, Nick would approach not only that play different, but the third down decision different that leads to that play.
Don't they seem like they're stretching it? Like it's not just a yard.
Yes.
Like one was like I'm like, oh, this is a little, you know,
yes.
They're doing it.
And you guys know, I still think the league should take it out, but it's in and the Eagles are exploiting it.
So the execution part, you're right, but the philosophy of we're going to treat third and fourth down as one down to get that last yard or 2 yards or whatever, that comes from the head coach. And on Jalen, look, I think this is the offense. This is the best version of the Eagles offense that I think it's what they've been trying to get to. If I see a stat line for Jalen every week of 16 for 20, where they run the ball more than they throw it, but when they do throw the ball, because he only completed 16 passes, but he still had a bunch of chunk plays.
Sure did.
You know, I think that's the best version of this offense where this is all they're asking Jalen to do to win football games. And what he did yesterday was impressive, but this is all they're asking him to do. And Nick acknowledged post-game yesterday that when Jalen went back and self-scouted during the bye, he himself found where he felt like he was forcing throws. And as long as he's just not trying to force throws, these plays are there. And I think this is a really good football team. And and for everybody who was jumping off after week three, you know, I don't know how much room there is left for you on here. But
all right, Ken. I got you, my man. Appreciate the call. Let's listen to how it sounded here yesterday because, you know, Ken just referenced some big plays. There sure were. And those plays are captured in the Merrill Montage. I got to hear it, Seltzer. We need to hear a Merrill Montage.
We're going to need a
Merrill Reeves and Mike Quick at Paycor Stadium in downtown Cincinnati, what is known as the Jungle, as the 4-2 Eagles meet the 3-4 Bengals. In a series that began in 1971, the Eagles have never beaten the Bengals here in Cincinnati. Merrill goes back, he pumps, he fires wide open down the far sideline. Eric Aul, the tight end, I don't know how open he could be. It is a first down. Stretching for the ball was Mike Gesicki. He killed them as a Miami Dolphin, and he's killing them this afternoon. Back goes Burrow. He's looking. He's rolling. Firing. Caught. Touchdown. Guess who? Chase. Hurts into a long count. He is calling. He is sneaking. He is pushed. And I think he's in. I think he's in. Good news. The Eagles broke the plane. It is a touchdown. Eagles will get the ball to begin the third quarter. This is the end of the first half with the score 10-10. Hurts takes the snap. He's back. Here comes the rush. He lets it go on the far side. Easily completed on the far side to Devontae Smith. Across the 40, up to the 50 with a 21-yard pickup. Hurts gives it off to Barkley, and Barkley has the first down with 3 or 4 yards to spare.
I like
this. He is so tough to stop. On the first down, Hurts takes the snap. He's going to carry himself. He's going to run. He's going to score! Hurts! And the Eagles take the lead for the first time in this game. Shotgun. Hurts looks. He's pumping. He is going deep downfield, and it is caught!
Devontae Smith! Touchdown! Over the shoulder!
The ball!
Spectacular!
Yeah, you get it to Devontae Smith anywhere in his vicinity, and this is what he does.
Fly, Eagles, fly! Into the end zone!
Hand off to Moss, and he won't go! He'll lose a yard, maybe 2 yards. They smacked him in the backfield.
Look at Brandon Graham. Look at the energy that the old guy brings to this defense.
Burrow back. He tries to swing it out to Chase, and he's brought down for a loss by DeGene.
Oh,
DeGene went into the backfield, and the Eagles take over on down.
Oh, my. What a play by the rookie Cooper DeGene. Rodgers makes the play on the ball. He tips the ball. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is the recipient of the tip ball for the interception. The Eagles have it going back the other way.
That is unbelievable. Hurts gives to Barkley. Takes off to the outside.
Barkley laying out some punishment. Tiptoeing down the sideline.
He goes out of bounds inside the two.
He was on a tightrope.
And he nearly took it all the way.
It goes to Gesicki, and he's dead. The ball is loose.
Ball's
and the Eagles
again.
Recover.
Yeah.
The ball is loose and the Eagles recover. Now the rest of the fans can go home. 3-2-1. It's over. The final score. The Eagles 37. The Bengals 17.
Well, just an awesome win, and it gets the Eagles to 5-2 and really puts them in a great spot to make a surge in November even more toward the playoffs. Because with 5 wins in a 17-win season, I mean, a lot of times, guys, you only need to win 9 games. To make the playoffs. I mean, you can make an argument. They might need, I'm serious, you might need only to win 4 more
okay,
games.
Okay, don't put us in that position after what happened to them last year with the collapse.
Right.
They're at 5 now.
Yeah,
if
I
they
mean,
train wreck down this season, I might seriously harm my mental health.
Well, don't do that. But Eagles, don't do it to us.
Yeah.
Jalen was a big part of what they did yesterday. He was so great. Best he's played since the Super Bowl. Let's listen to Hurts after the game, interviewed by CBS postgame. About a minute interview. Some good stuff here. A reporter and Jalen on the field.
You pretty much blow out a really good team. What led to the production and efficiency offensively?
I think the number one goal that's been on our mind to achieve is just to find our rhythm. And I think we haven't really had that all year, not to the level that we've wanted. But I think we put out a good showing today, and we're getting real close to where we want to be. Obviously, when you're efficient, you can score early. You know, we scored early. We take what we get with that. Just keep building. But I think it was a good showing for us as a team. We turned the ball over, had the turnover on downs as well, so that always helps.
We saw the stars really make an impact, whether it was Saquon, A.J., Devontae with a beautiful catch in the end zone there. How does that reflect the potential for this group?
We just want to be where our feet are, you know. I know, you know, obviously we have a lot of talent, and the number one thing is optimizing that talent. And so sometimes that can be a hard thing to do when you have so many miles to feed, but I think we're building and trying to find our stride and sit ourselves in identity. For us.
Yeah, that identity word has been thrown around a lot. What do you feel like you added to that identity in this game?
I think we played team football today. I think we played complementary football. The way we played on defense, stopping a really good offense, great players on offense over there, and then how we came out versus a really good defense, a defensive coordinator, and played efficient football offensively on our side. So all of those things come into hand. We just want to continue to play clean football, be efficient, and put points on the board.
Outstanding victory by the Eagles. It really was. And Jalen Hurts was just tremendous in that game. First quarter, I thought he was a little slow out of the gate. But then he really, really picked it up and played the best ball he's played since 2022.